Pete thought his new call of duty was being announced to him rather rudely. His commander had called him into his office, and with a tone of finality gave him his orders. "Hotshot, it's time you packed your bags and got ready for lots of mind-numbing hours with a computer. In the next few hours, an old debris collector will go into orbit. It's called Kiardus or some shit. The crew gets off as soon as she docks at the station. The cleaners will take over and clean her guts out. Shouldn't take more than 5 days. After that, she's yours. I'll cut you some slack and let you board at the last minute." "And then what?" "You do one last clean-up of the surrounding area, and in 10 months, you deliver it to Neptune Space Station for a deep space mission." "Why don't we just kick her out into space now?" "Handsome, you're not getting this. Your job is to go collect certain satellites that are lying around the whole damn planetary system, so you're going to have to show some initiative here."
"And why me?"
"Just tough luck, kid. Anything else?"
10 months solo."
"If you were all doubled up, you wouldn't have this problem. You'd have a lady friend to take with you. There are literally dozens of doubled-up officers in the unit, and you pick me."
"All I can do is pretend I don't see things, kid. Find a woman who can stand your guts and get your papers to say you got hitched. Until the guys above find out you forged them, you'll be halfway home."
"Well, my baby blue eyes might have turned heads back in the day, but they don't work miracles no more.
Not like they used to. Also, this is going to need cash. Lots of cash."
"Don't worry," said his commander with a sideward glance, shifting in his seat. "No one will be looking for the scraps you pick up along the way. Just make sure you tidy up the details on your own." Pete understood that he was left with no choice. If his commanding officer was willing to turn a blind eye to seedy business, he knew that the whole thing was a lost cause. He'd board the craft with nothing but 10 months of loneliness ahead. He needed to do something about getting some company on board. Even for him, 10 months of being alone with himself seemed like dangerously too much. Pete was 30, born or naturalized on the moon, and of French descent. He wasn't known for his looks. What did stand out about him were his sky-blue eyes and his dirty mouth. When he looked at you, he could stare right into your soul. Most women stayed away from him for that reason. They all had their secrets, but he could always tell straight away what they were. Waitresses and space whores were the only ones that didn't seem to be fazed by how much the man sitting across from them could see right through them or not. Though, after a couple of drinks, most of them tended to spill their guts to him anyway. He tried to stay fit, and it wasn't hard to distinguish a muscular build hidden behind a seemingly fragile frame. He was tall with brown hair, but it was his facial hair that drew attention. A dense beard contrasted greatly with his pale eyes, and whose length radically ranged from clean shaven to bushy coverman. As for the craft, one thing was certain. It was no regular spaceship. You couldn't really call it anything else, but if you had to definitively call it something, disregarding any theory on the naming of celestial objects, the thing Peter was staring at would have to be described as a space dumpster.